Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, here we go. Hour two of the Home Improvement Show. Welcome, welcome, 97.1 listeners and KMOX from the first hour. We've got everybody here now, so plenty of time for everybody. We've got another hour to go. What do you have happening around your house? What's going on? How can we help you? I'm here for everybody. Today, we got a whole another hour. Like I said, 314-436-7900. Get you right here to me. I'm Rich Orris, your host for the next hour and for the past hour. We've had a lot of great conversations, some good questions. We've been talking about Halloween, spooky sounds throughout your house, what causes some of those. We can go over some of the fixes, what it takes to correct a few of those issues, or I should say what we've done in the past to maybe find them and correct them. We've got plenty for you, but again, what do you have? What do you need? Are you getting ready for Halloween? Are you getting your house ready? Are you thinking about the outside? Have you decorated? You got your pumpkins and all your decorations everywhere. What should you do to be ready for the big night next Friday night? We're all going to hopefully be safe and have a good time, so we can go over some of that also. But again, phone lines are wide open for everybody, 314-436-7900. And so some of those sounds that you hear that we've gone over that causes the pops and the creaks and the cracks and bangs and knocks and all kinds of different noises that our house can make, that can be caused by your plumbing, by your HVAC, by wind, air. It can be caused by expansion and contraction and movement and settling. It can be the house settling, cracks in the foundation and the foundation coming down, and you kind of get these areas that are just a little bit slightly under stress, and then you get this sudden movement and a pop or a crack. Vinyl siding can do the same thing if not installed correctly sometimes too. If it's installed too tight, if they didn't leave enough room in the laps from one piece to another to slide sideways back and forth and expand and contract, it is quite amazing when you look at residential construction and you look at the products and how we build a home, how much these homes really can move and expand and contract at different times of the year. I've seen vinyl siding absolutely just all of a sudden there's like a half inch gap between two pieces of siding, and they just didn't lap it in the right place for it to be able to move left and right, and it just opens up and you can totally see the wall right behind it. And we talk a lot about wrapping and flashing and controlling water, because imagine that if you can have that open up, then you've got a direct line to get rainwater, wind-driven rains right behind that siding. But if that siding's lapped too far and it tries to expand, then it kind of pinches, and it can bow and pinch, and that can make some noise as well. Where you nail vinyl siding, there's slots that are about 3/4 of an inch or so wide, maybe an inch wide, and you want to put that nail in the center of that slot and not really nail it completely tight so that piece can move around. And if you put that nail all the way to the left or the right, then you're restricting that piece of siding from moving, which can cause some of those noises. So we have had some fixes where it's been in the vinyl siding and you just can't move that siding around, and it just isn't able to do what it needs to do. And that's where some of those sounds can come from. Other areas that we found and fixed was the PVC drain pipes. So plastic PVC drain pipes, they're great. They will last a very long time. They don't just erode away like cast iron and other types of pipe, but they can, when you get temperature difference, like any piece of PVC, it can expand and contract. So with PVC pipes, we get a tapping. When you run hot water, if you get a tapping either while you're running hot water or after, you can shut it off, and moments afterwards, you just hear like this tapping sound inside the wall. You can't figure out where it's coming from. Well, you've probably got a PVC pipe that is drilled through a hole. It happens a lot at the floor, at the bottom of the wall, or the top of the wall, and going through the floor. If it's not centered in that hole, if there's not space around it, the other thing they do is they put metal around it because they're trying to protect from fire. So they put this metal around it, they put it there tight, and they nail it. Well, it can be that metal when it expands and contracts, and that metal making some noise, but those pipes will tap. So I've fixed that, and you can imagine how you got to get inside the wall. You got to cut that hole opening bigger and create room around it. And I've done it too with the metal, where we take the metal off. We kind of cut the hole a little bit bigger on the metal, but then you got to fire caulk it with like a fireproof caulk so that it'll protect from fire getting around that pipe and moving from one floor to the other. I've also had squeaky floors where it's actually the wall next to the hallway nailed down to the floor, and they missed hitting it real tight on the floor joist. And so that wall and that floor is moving a little bit separately. And then there you go. You get this squeaking sound of the floor going down, the wall going up, and the nail sliding around inside of the plywood and back again. So there's several things like that. I've got quite a few more for you, but I tell you, we got Pat on the line. So let's jump to Pat real quick and see what's going on. Pat, are you there? Can you hear me?
I am here, and I can hear you.
Awesome. How can we help you?
Well, I had to have a new sewer line put in just a few weeks ago. And where they cut into my basement floor, excuse me, and filled in the concrete again when they were done.
Uh-huh.
It just does not look real pretty. And I was wondering, is there a way that I can smooth that over and then paint my basement floor? And what would you recommend?
So there's definitely a way you could paint the basement floor with different, you know, concrete paints, epoxy type concrete floor paint. So there are several ways that you can get that floor painted.
Okay.
As far as the concrete work in the patch, you can try, it depends on the space and how thick that is. So you can try like a hydraulic cement patch to kind of, because I'm guessing, did the concrete that they that they put in, did it kind of shrink, and is it lower than the
Right now, it's really very new.
Okay.
It's only like a week and a half old.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you'd have probably gotten a lot of that shrinkage in the first week and a half as that sets up, because a lot of times they kind of pour those bag mix a little too wet, and then as they cure, they kind of shrink and create a space. So you can try like if there's a little bit of a space, you can try to smooth it out with like a concrete patch mix material. It's basically a material that's a whole lot of Portland, and there's really not any aggregate or rocks in it because you're trying to do a very thin layer.
Well, it's really more where they overlapped onto the existing floor that it's kind of, I don't know, rough and
So
feathery looking.
It sounds like they went a little thicker, a little higher, and kind of tried to feather that out on top of the existing concrete. And if that's the case. If that's the case, then you're probably looking for someone to try and actually like sand that down. You grind that down.
Okay.
You can use like a diamond type of grinder wheel is one way to do it. They have like floor sanders that sand and polish concrete.
Okay.
And it's like you're trying to just sand that down to get it more level with your existing concrete.
Okay, one other quick question.
Uh-huh.
I am going to have my carpet removed and replaced with vinyl plank flooring.
Uh-huh.
And I have one place in the living room that is a squeaky floor place. Is there anything I can do to stop that squeak before I have the new floor put in?
Yes, I would definitely, when that carpet comes up, everything comes out and you can see the actual subfloor, I would start off by in the area where you walk and you find the squeaks, you basically just put a bunch of screw that subfloor down to the floor joist, because most of it should be glued, but it's not always, and they use nails when they put that in, and they're relying on the glue to kind of help hold that. And majority of your squeaks are between the floor joist kind of moving and the plywood kind of sliding and moving on top of that floor joist. So you just want to put a bunch of screws, and it might not hurt. And you could maybe even talk to the flooring company if they might do this, to just see about how much would it cost to just re-screw off all of everywhere that you're doing that. Because what you don't want to happen is you fix an area over here where it's a popular walking spot, and you're like, oh, this is so nice, the squeak's gone. And 12 feet away, you get a new squeak, and you're like, oh, huh. So at least maybe finding out, like, what if you just did that everywhere? How much would that cost?
Okay, that makes good sense.
Yeah, and well, find out. Yep.
My son-in-law will have fun putting all those screws in for me, so that'll be great.
Yep, and I'll tell you, there's something that you could consider investing in for your son-in-law too, because if he's going to help you out and like say he's removing all the carpet, get rid of everything, and he's going to kind of get that floor ready for you, you can get an attachment or you can get a screw gun that just comes that way where it's a really long end, and you get screws that are kind of like a machine gun bullet thing where they're all on a strip.
And
basically he can screw all those floors off standing up.
So it's kind of like a nail gun with screws in it.
Yeah,
it's
kind of like a 3-foot long screw gun with screws on the end that you load, and he can just kind of walk and be in a standing position and screw that floor. Just drive a screw like every foot everywhere he goes. And for what that cost, it might just to help his knees and his back.
Perfect.
It's what us pros do all the time.
Perfect.
All righty.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the info.
Not a problem. Very welcome. Appreciate the call. Great questions. And we're going to jump into our break here, but we've got plenty for you. We'll be back, 314-436-7900. Don't touch that dial.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Man, the music's so good, I just don't even want to start talking, right? Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. Rich Orr is here today for you, the Home Improvement Show. And we've got plenty going on, but we've got plenty of time left for everybody out there. 314-436-7900. Right here, right now. Lines are wide open for you. Pat had some definitely interesting thoughts on the subfloor, and is definitely worth thinking about when you go in to get new floors. If you fix an area where you might be getting squeaks, to consider just maybe running around and just doing a whole lot more of it, because once your new floors are in, just trying to kind of predict the future and say you don't want to have to take those floors back out to try and fix squeaks at a later date. Although the vinyl plank, if it's not a glue down, is probably one of the easiest to take out and put back. But who wants to go through all that if you can consider just running through and screw that floor off all over the place to try and prevent what could be happening there in the future. You know what they say, that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And who wants to go through all that at a later date? So these are the things we try and consider and think about when we're looking at all sorts of work all the time. Me running around with Mosby and looking at projects and helping people out and fixing them and different things that we've done. So some of the noises, some of the squeaks and the clicks and the clacks and the pops that you hear, some of those fixes. I had one years ago that was actually a new hardwood floor that they were like, oh my gosh, ever since this hardwood floor went in, we've got this just squeaking like crazy. And we ended up figuring out that there was a trunk line in between the floor joists underneath the floor that was really close to the subfloor, not close enough to touch it. But since they put that hardwood floor in, the nails that went through started touching it, and that started causing that squeak. And we had to go in that basement and kind of rework that trunk line, lower that trunk line to get it away from those nails to fix those squeaks happening every time they walked up and down that hallway. It was really bad squeaks and had never been there before until they got that new floor, and it ended up being the actual ductwork, not the flooring itself, but the nails from the floor hitting the ductwork. So there can be some odd situations to try and figure out and find when you have these noises starting in your house. But hey, we've got Judy on the line. Let's jump to Judy and see how we can help. Judy, are you there?
I am here, Rich.
All right.
This is Judy, whose house you visited this past week. And
oh, yeah.
I just wanted to publicly thank you. It was just so full of knowledge for me. And you were so kind and gracious. You got up on my roof. You checked it out. You made suggestions and just so many good points. So I guess what I'm saying is to other listeners out there, do not hesitate to call and have Rich come out. You're just so full of common sense knowledge, and that's what we need in this day and age.
Oh, my. That is great. I do appreciate the call and the kind words and everything, and that is just something that pre-radio, pre all of this, being here at Mosby Building Arts for actually yesterday was my 24th anniversary. I haven't had a chance to answer any emails from a lot of my colleagues saying happy anniversary. I appreciate all that too. But just
that's
being
amazing
here a long time and Scott Mosby's theory and training on just what are you trying to achieve? And the goal isn't like sell a project, or the goal isn't even actually like earn money or make a profit. The goal from day one has been different ways that we create our culture in the company. Of one of the first ones was just make a positive difference in people's lives every day. If you go out there and you do that,
company, yeah, you and your company have certainly done that. And as I said, I had hesitated about calling because I thought, oh my, I know they're busy, but. So this is my word of wisdom to other listeners. Don't hesitate to make that call. Thank you so much again for what you have done and the whole Mosby team. They're just great. And I don't know if I could have a Saturday if I couldn't listen to the Mosby Building Arts show.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, you just made my day. So I guess I made yours the other day. I love your return in the favor. You just made my day, just made approved everything that I've been trying to do for 20 something years now is working. So thank you.
Well, you know, kindness has a way when you give it out, it has a way of returning. And we sure could use a lot more of that in this world, but
yep.
I'll save that sermon for another day, and thank you, and I'll hang up now.
All right, no problem. You're welcome. thank you very much, Judy. And yes, that is quite amazing, because it was just sometimes when we're looking at things that are going on in someone's home, a lot of this is theories. A lot of people have experienced this, like even I have with a doctor, where they're like, well, it seems like because of this and because of that and because of that, maybe you've got this going on, so let's try this. And it's really like a theory. And it may or may not work. So you may end up back at the doctor going, well, yeah, I took that medication and it just didn't really help me at all. And he goes, well, that theory wasn't probably 100% spot on. And that's what we're doing with homes often. And the thing that we were looking at with Judy's home was, is the attic ventilation working properly? And it was kind of like, well, you've got the right things here and you've done they've done the attic well. They didn't quite get the outside soffit and everything quite perfect. And I'm not sure what's in between, if there's even more being blocked by what's in between there. But when you take the theory of the type of roof and how old it is, how long it's been there, the condition that it's in today, then I look at it and say, there's things that we could probably investigate to find out more that might cost some money, and or there could be projects that we could do to get better ventilation coming into that attic from around that soffit and everything. But you end up into this kind of soffit fascia demo stuff, redo a lot of this work job. And I'm looking at a roof that survived 20 years and is pretty close to the end of its life. And it's a good idea to go ahead and consider replacing the roof now. But it's not like it weared it out so fast that I would say spend a bunch of money and make this better because it's going to help you in the future. You're kind of there. So it's taking a theory and saying, I would leave well enough alone. I think it's working well enough the way you have it that I wouldn't necessarily spend a bunch of money to change it to find out. Now, if you could do some of this on your own and find some things out, then maybe that starts to become worth it. Or if you're, again, you got to take everyone's circumstances into account also. Are you 35 with young children and you're planning on staying in this house for 30, 40 years? Are you planning on moving right away? People, the average time spent in a home today is much, much shorter than years ago. So how long are you going to be there? That comes into play. How old are you? What's your use for the home? Are you going to give this home to someone else? Are you not? There's all these things that come into play. Then you take these theories and you just make the best decision you can figure out for yourself. And that's kind of what I did with Judy out there that day. And we came to the conclusion, just get your new roof and I think you'll be doing really well. So, it's just hopefully good advice that helps out. And that's what I've learned. And that's the goal that we've been doing here at Mosby Building Arts. How do you be a good advisor? How do you try and do the right thing? And then what happens is just a lot of good things come about later. I may end up seeing two or three of Judy's friends later that need stuff done, and we do some great projects. And it's just because you did the right thing for someone else before. And that's the goal. That's what we're trying to achieve. But, hey, and it's what I'm trying to achieve right here, right now, today. Try and help out as much as I can, answer some questions, give the best advice I can, see if I can just make a positive difference in all your lives. Every Saturday is kind of the goal here. So again, you can reach me, 314-436-7900. We'll have some more time for you, but we're going to jump into a break, and we'll have more home improvement after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, here we go. Home Improvement Show. Rich Orr is here for you again. 314-436-7900. Get you right in here for me. We got some time left for you. So if you have something you're curious about, you got going on, you have some of these noises we've been talking about you're curious about, anything like that, feel free to give me a shout. Again, 314-436-7900. And I think I got another fix for you. This is an interesting one, and I was literally just talking to a client about this on Thursday, I believe it was. Stopped by to look at some cracks and some different issues going on, and they have some truss lift going on. So we were talking about the cracks between the wall and the ceiling and how that can actually, when that's moving, that can actually create some noise, some cracks, some pops, so some noise going on, but it also creates a crack between the drywall in that ceiling and in that wall. And so we've got a really kind of cool way to cover that up, because if you tape and mud it, if you try and fix it, if you caulk it, that's going to move more in the future. It's going to open, it's going to close, and we've seen a lot of those open and close in the different seasons. So in the summer when it's a little bit hotter and you have more humidity, the boards will swell and it'll kind of close those cracks. And then in the winter when they shrink, it will open those cracks up. So we've got a pretty interesting way to install crown molding to kind of cover that up, make it look nice, and make that crown be able to slide up and down on the wall so that that crack is covered and disappears, but the home can still do what it needs to do in order to have that happen and not then you just don't have to visually see that crack anymore. It's a pretty cool thing. Works really well. But, hey, we've got Allie on the line, so let's jump over here. Allie, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, awesome. What do you got going on?
I just had, well, Jesus said, I was promised Jesus said he would be.
Can you turn your radio down? I'm having trouble hearing you, Allie.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
I am down.
Okay, how can we help you?
Now, who is this?
It's Rich.
Where am I from?
It's the Home Improvement Show. Rich Orris here.
Well, let me have, I got to talk to Jesus first, then I'll call you back.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Let's jump over to Mike here, see if what Mike's got going on. Mike, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, attic insulation. We've got an issue with the, we got our living room repainted, and there's some, almost like drip marks that we've been told was condensation, so we're going to have the attic re-insulated. And so I was thinking to have the company do the spray foam and then blow in on top of that. Is that pretty much the correct way to do it?
That is absolutely the best way to do that, yes. Because that what that will do is it will stop all air from infiltrating from the home into the attic. And that's the reason you get a lot of condensation on your ceiling is you have tempered air leaking into your attic, and it'll leak around light fixtures, can lights, the attic access, the scuttle, they call it, that where you can move the sheet of drywall to get in and out of your attic. It's important.
Yeah.
How they seal that up is another place and way that you get a lot of warm air in the winter into your very, very cold attic in the winter from the conditioned air in the house going up into the attic. And then the same thing in the summer, you get hot air permeating through, coming and leaking into the house, and then it puts all this hot air right at the ceiling line, and you've got cold air blowing trying to cool the house, and that's how you get condensation in the summer. So, yes, doing a thin layer of spray foam over the entire attic floor, they'll just do it kind of like a wall. It's only going to be about 3 inches thick, and then they'll blow fiberglass or cellulose insulation on top of that. That's the best way to insulate your attic.
Kadoke. Just wanted to double check.
Yep.
It's not going to be cheap.
Yeah, no, but that's what'll help. And make sure, ask them about the scuttle. Do you have an access where you get into that attic?
Like, yeah, but it's out in the garage.
Oh, then you're good. Yep. If it's out in the garage, then you're pretty good there. I wouldn't worry too much about it. So, yep.
Yeah, I've got new stairs to put up just because the old wooden ones are getting rickety. But
yep, you're good then.
All
you
right,
are
thank
doing
you very
the,
much.
You're very welcome. You're doing the best thing possible. So, hey, we're going to get into our final break here. If you need anything out of me in the last segment, we'll have a moment for you. 314-436-7900. Last segment, Home Improvement Show, right after this. All right, here we go. Final segment. We've got Marquise on the line. Let's see what's going on there. Hey, how can we help you? Can you hear me?
All right. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Okay. That's nice to hear. I just had a few questions for you.
Okay.
So I had, when I first bought my house 3.5 years ago, going on 4, I had Wood's basement system to come in and take out the old sub pump and put the new sub pump in. But I thought that was going to fix my problem with the water coming in.
Uh-huh.
So I asked my coworker today because we was talking about that, and he was like, well, they should have did something else so the water won't come in. It's the water steady coming in. And I'm like, well, no, it's not coming in, but it comes down the wall. So, but one point they told me, well, okay, well, if it, the water come down the wall, that's where we got our system right here. So the water come down the wall and it goes down in the system and it goes to the sub pump and the water, it spits the water back out outside. So I was just trying to make sure to see what do I need to do for the water to won't even come in, because my coworker was telling me this morning, like, sound like you got a crack. And then if it got a crack, that crack going to keep, it's going to get bigger and bigger. And I'm like, yeah, it's a crack in the basement, like in the foundation. And he's like, well, you need to get that looked at. Call them back. But I'm like, okay, well, I already paid like $13,000 for this sub pump and they threw the basement up and I had to put it back down and I'm in debt dealing with this. So that's my question. How do I should do that? Because they told me to go to Home Depot and put the ends for the gutters, put the thing on there so the water can go towards away from the house. Because when they when I bought it, the concrete, the asphalt, they didn't do it right. So they got it going towards the house instead of away from the house.
Oh,
so my next project is to do that, but it costs a lot of money for people to come and put real concrete. I don't want asphalt anymore. I want real concrete.
Yeah.
And it costs a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, what should I do in that aspect?
Yeah, and that definitely – so all of these systems that they have, none of them are perfect, and sometimes they'll do, like what yours is doing its job. But if there's something you can do from the outside, like the new concrete, the gutters, something that Mosby Building Arts, the way we look at something like that is we try and assess the entire kind of house and go, okay, where is the water coming from? Are there projects we could do outside to move water away? And it may not, even if you did all of these projects outside before the sump pump, there's a chance it solves everything for you, but there's a good chance it doesn't. It just makes it way better, because sometimes it's about, if I can stop the water 80% of it, well, that's still better than not stopping it at all and letting 100% come in. Because even Wood's system is going to work really hard getting rid of that water. So if you can minimize that water, you're better off. So assessing the outside of the house, the concrete, like you're talking about, slope the wrong way with the asphalt, do concrete, get it the other way. Are there things that can happen that can mitigate this water, or at least a portion of this water? In learning what that is, it starts with the gutters and it works around to the slope of the grade, to everything around the house, and it works from there. And generally when I look at a house, I'll start with all of that and then go towards that sump pump if we still need it, because you still may, but we can sometimes correct a lot of that without needing the sump pump too. So There's a chance you would have needed that sump pump anyways, and there's a very good chance of it. But I have also been in situations where there's water coming down the wall and someone was offered a sump pump like you were, and I went and looked at it, and I'm like, your window's leaking. Well, if we fix the window in the wall, we get water where we need it to go. Outside of that, we eliminated 100% of the water coming in. There was no need to collect that water and get it back out. So it is a matter of examining the house and figuring out if there's situations like that that are helping put that water into your basement. And I mean, I'm with Mosby Building Arts. This is what we do. That's the only recommendation I know of who could do that well, is one of our exterior consultants from Mosby Building Arts to take a look at the outside of the house, kind of let you know what's going on, if there's anything we think we can help you with, and then figure that out and describe that with you.
Okay. Okay, moving on. So I appreciate it. So I will give you a call back on that. So
perfect.
The second thing is I let I end up, when I moved in my house, like I said, 3.5, 4 years, I end up, I didn't know how old was the roof. So I made everybody that called, you know, when we get these hail damage in St. Louis, everybody calling, they looking up the addresses. They say, well, we got some people in your area. We can get on your roof and look and see if you good. No, no, thank you. But yeah. I made a mistake. I let a few people get on there, and then I didn't know when I called my insurance. They
okay, hey,
my
hey,
insurance.
Marquise, I hate to jump in on you like this, but
you got to cut me off. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Mosby can take a look at your roof too.
Okay.
But we're completely out of time. You could also call me next Saturday. I'll be back.
Okay.
Show ends in like 5 seconds. So appreciate the call.
Yes.
I'll talk to you next week. I'll talk to everybody else next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.